God is always accomplishing 1,000 things, maybe 1,000,000 things, for every one thing we see. You know, part of his being sovereign means that he is all-knowing, he is all-wise, he is all-powerful, and that formula is what makes Romans 8:28 work. It's what makes it capable of being true, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. As I talk about in the goodness of God, if you start removing any one of those attributes, Romans 8:28 can't be true. I mean, if God is not all-powerful, then how can he cause all things to work together for good? If he's not all-wise, how does he know ultimately what's good? If he's not all-knowing, how can he be aware of what's going to happen if this happens, and then what's that going to cause to happen? In other words, God's promises, for them to be true, rely upon his character and his attributes. And as I talk about in the goodness of God, those attributes, even among Christians now, are being challenged. There are people who are saying, in open theism as an example, that I talk about in the book, that, and this is quite popular now among some Bible-believing Christians, that God does not know all contingent choices that people will make in the future. Because if God knew all the bad things that people would choose in the future, he just wouldn't allow those things to happen because he's a good God. Well, the problem, I mean, there's a lot of problems with that. I mean, it's a direct violation of Scripture, and it's also illogical. I mean, how do you have a God who can be called sovereign if he doesn't know what's going to happen? And then people say, well, okay, God only has knowledge of the past and knowledge of the present. And he has some select future knowledge, like he knows he'll do certain things, but he doesn't know what his creatures, free will creatures, are going to do, because if he did, then it wouldn't really be free will. Okay, but the problem with that is, okay, let's say, let's take a horrible situation, a woman is going to be raped. All right, well, then the comfort is given to this woman who's been raped afterwards. With open theism, God didn't know you were going to be raped. Well, I don't know that that's as great a comfort as is thought. But in any case, God didn't know, and so now you don't have to worry. He really does love you. Okay, so now you're loving a God who's not powerful enough to protect you, as opposed to one who somehow had some hidden wisdom and purpose to permit this terrible thing to happen, but will work it together for good. But the even worse thing about it is, God did have the present knowledge that the rape was going to happen as it was happening. In other words, okay, now it's actually beginning to happen. So God must know it's there, that it's going on. Okay, why doesn't God intervene now? If your whole logic is, if a loving God would not permit this to happen if he knew it was going to happen, what about when he does know it's happening? Why doesn't he stop it then? In other words, you haven't solved any problem. You've simply created a bunch of new problems, because the Bible really does mean all things work together for good to those who love God. Now, that doesn't mean that everything will feel good, or everything will seem good, or even that each individual thing is good. What God is saying is, he's cumulatively going to work it together for good. Now, have we ever seen that happen in our lives? One of the things I talk about in the goodness of God is, if you sit down and you make a list, which I highly recommend people do, of all the worst things that have ever happened to you, and then make a list of all the best things that have ever happened to you, after you have done that, you will be stunned at the overlap between what you've written on those two pages. Because many of the best things that you have seen happen in your life have been related to or come out of great hardship, very painful situations, even evil that has happened in your life. So God gives us just that much of a foretaste of really, truly bad things that he has already used to bring about some very good things in our lives, so that now when we look at those bad things, though, on that list where we haven't seen any good come out of them, now can't we say, yes, but because I never believed the good could come out of all these other bad things, where I now see some good that has come out of them, is it possible that God is going to bring a good out of these bad things where I can see no good in them at all and no good coming from them? But is it possible that he's going to do the same thing with those that he's done with these other things? And is it possible there are all kinds of things I'll never see in this life that God is accomplishing through bad things that happen to me that he is going to accomplish in eternity?